very sore. We're tipping on though. It's very good, but very, very sore.
Talk us through your journey so far.
There's been a load of ups and downs and depression and happiness and tears and joyfulness, but we're good now. We're on the way down, so yeah, no, we're good.
When do you expect to finish?
On Sunday, we expect to finish. It's like 40 kilometres more today, and then 40 kilometres again tomorrow, and then 40 again, and 40 again, and then about 20 in the last day. So,
Cian, talk us through, did you do any training for this, or did you just decide, actually, we'll give it a lash?
We just gave it a lash, to be honest. We didn't do any training. It was literally 3 weeks in planning, and then we just said, sure, look, we may as well. Like, we're lucky to be in a position to do this. Legs and everything working perfectly. So, yeah, we just said, give it a bash and see how we get on.
And I heard the idea was born by not taking part in football, is it?
Yeah, it was a break time in school one time. Me and the lads weren't bothered to play football. So we were like, summer's coming up, we've got time in our hands. Like, what will we do? One idea led to another, and we're like, we'll walk the country. And we said if we'd walk the country, mate, raise funds for a very good cause, the Irish Cancer Society.
Finn, how's the journey been for you so far?
It's been good. Like Sean Durkin said, we've had our highs and our lows, but there's been no bad words between each other. Like, all is good. We're getting through. We just can't wait till we get to the end up there in Malin. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
How's the support been along the way?
Oh, the support's been great. We've had people pull over, giving us like refreshments, and we've had people like honking their horns as well, just cheering us on. We've had our families come up as well, but it's just been amazing to the support. So yeah, just it's been great.
Sean, how are you getting on?
I'm getting on good, yeah. Just tipping away now. Last stretch, so we know what we have to do now. So we just have to think about people with cancer, you know, at the end. Just keep pushing us, because we're the ones that are lucky enough to do this, and not them, because they're fighting and keep going. You know what I mean? You know, we're the lucky ones here. So yeah.
And 40 kilometres a day, it's a big challenge.
Ah yeah, but we just push through it every day. Every day you wake up, you know what you have to do, like, nothing changes, so, yeah.
How are the feet?
Fairly blistered now, I can't lie. Yeah, fairly battered, so need a week off, maybe a manicure, a pedicure after this, something like that, yeah.
Sean, you have strong Sligo connections. You stayed here in Sligo last night, did you?
Yeah, we did. We stayed with my uncle and Curry there, so it was all good, yeah, no, good family connections.
You've been well looked after?
Oh, yeah. Well fed, well treated as well. We had someone come in and have a look at our blisters on our feet, and they say it weren't too bad, so that was good.
Talk me through the rest of the journey now. When do you finish up this evening, and the next leg? You're in our area now for the next day or two, going through the likes of Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Donegal Town, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, I think we're heading up that way. We're ending the day in Tawley, but we're going through Sligo Town today. So we go from Tawley to Ligowney to Letterkenny to Dumfries, then to Malin and into Malin Head.
And support's so important along the way. You just want people to toot the horn and all the rest.
Oh, yeah, just anything to give us a bit of boost of energy. If they want to get out and walk a bit, that's fine as well. So